Michigan Rundown Podcast.
Walton, Chapman, hoist a three. Michigan wins!
At midcourt, extra pass.
And it goes for the win!
Presented by Jake Singer.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Michigan Rundown Podcast. My name is Jake Singer, and on today's episode, we're going to go in-depth on a full defensive preview of the possible starters for this Michigan football defense starting this 2019 football season. In addition to that, we will also be going in-depth on the special teams players. Although there's not as many of them, it's really important to see who will be our punter and kicker this year, because the kicker battle has actually been pretty close this whole offseason. So, let's get right into it. Just to recap on my previous episode, the Michigan offense looked very stacked this year. There are a lot of veterans on this Michigan offense this upcoming season, and there are a lot of really good signs, including our wide receiver core, Shea Patterson coming back, and our very experienced and veteranized offensive line. So I don't think there's any worries right now on the offensive side, but it's really important to focus on the defense this year because Michigan has tended to be a very strong defensive team. But this year might prove that to be questionable because there are a lot of players, a lot of key players in particular, who have now graduated or have gone to the draft, including Rashawn Gary and Devin Bush. And this causes some concern for Michigan fans, including me, actually, because there are going to be a lot of new guys that are going to step up to the task and have to try to, you know, earn the title of being one of the stars of this Michigan defense. So, sadly, one of the core members of this Michigan defense, in Rashawn Gary, has gone to the NFL and to the Green Bay Packers. All we can do is wish him all the best and hope that he does very well in the NFL. That being said, a huge part of this Michigan defense is now gone. There is a wide open defensive end position for this Michigan defense open. And, you know, for a lot of Michigan fans, they wonder who will be the one to step up and fill the shoes of Rashawn Gary. And for my pick for the starting defensive end to start the year is Quiddy Pay. Pay essentially had an audition while Rashawn Gary was out with a shoulder injury, and he impressed pretty much everybody, including defensive coordinator Don Brown. Pay finished with 29 tackles, 2 sacks, and 5.5 tackles for loss. Now that Rashawn Gary's gone, it is his time to shine as the new battering ram for this defensive line. He appeared in all 13 games on the defensive line last season and started in 4 of them. He was an All-Big Ten selection honorable mention, which is voted on by the media. He was also an academic All-Big Ten honoree. And along with the entire defense, he secured a share of Defensive Player of the Week honors for their contributions toward the team performance against Michigan State. He was also named Defensive Lineman of the Week 3 times for his performances against Northwestern, Maryland, and Indiana. He has talked about his confidence growing a lot this offseason and wanting to set an example for the younger guys on the team. I see him as the starting defensive end to start the year just based on his growth and his leadership on this team. Look for Quiddy Pay to be the starting defensive end to start the year for the Michigan Wolverines. So now moving back to veterans and players who have started for the Michigan team last season, we move to nose tackle. And at nose tackle, I see Michael Dwumfor as a starting nose tackle. He started the final 2 games of last season at Ohio State and against Florida in the bowl game. And at nose tackle, he looks more to be capable at filling the spot that was left by Brian Moen. Now, Dwumfor finished with 21 tackles, including 3 sacks and 4 tackles for loss last season. It will be really interesting to see if he can take on the role of filling the gap in the middle since he was a defensive end before this season. I think he's up to the task, but for Michael Dwumfor, he definitely has put on a lot more weight and a lot more muscle in particular, and he is more now looking like a nose tackle himself, it'll just really, it's just a different position because he will be in charge of taking on more than one offensive tackle at a time. So he will have to take, you know, try to fill the gap and allow these ends to really rush in there and, you know, attack the quarterback. So I think he's up to the task, but really keep an eye on Michael because if not, it's going to be an issue to start the year. Next, we move to the other defensive tackle. And my pick for the defensive tackle is no other than Carlo Kemp. After moving from outside to inside on the defensive line last season, Kemp became a force. He had 17 tackles and 2.5 tackles for loss. And with that year of experience, he should become dominant this season. Now, in his second season in the role, look for him to be an even bigger force. I see him at least having 2 sacks next season and 20 tackles. So Carlo Kemp is my pick for defensive tackle just because he was already in that position last year and he performed superb at it. So I see him having an even bigger year this year with that year of experience and coming in here as one of the veterans and the captains of this defensive line. Now, the other defensive end I have as Aiden Hutchinson. Hutchinson really gained valuable experience last fall as a freshman on the field and as an understudy to Rashawn Gary, who took him under his wing. Hutchinson had 15 tackles as a freshman. Now it's time for the understudy to wreak havoc on the field and light the quarterback up. I see Aiden Hutchinson having another breakout year just because of all the experience he gained last year from Rashawn Gary, his mentor and the veteran on the team. Now it's his turn to step up. And although he's still an underclassman on this Michigan football team, he is known to be a veteran just because he has that full year of experience. I see him having another, as well as the other guys on this team, having a breakout year on this defensive line just because he has all his experience now and has had a whole year under his belt to really take in all the knowledge he can take in. So moving to linebacker now, the linebacker core is still pretty much intact, except we are losing the biggest piece of the Michigan defense, some could say, in Devin Bush this year. So it's really important that somebody comes in here as the middle linebacker and can fill Devin Bush's shoes, because Devin Bush was one of the most feared defensive players in the college football, you know, world. So my pick to fill the middle linebacker role next season is Josh Ross. He was an honorable mention All Big Ten last fall, and he earned the team's Blue Collar Award. Ross, who will now be a junior this season, filled in for Devin Bush at the Peach Bowl. He finished the season with 61 tackles, including 5 tackles for loss. He has some big shoes to fill with Bush gone, so I really expect Don Brown to work with him a lot to be able to read the eyes of the quarterback and be a scary force in the middle of our defense. Now, the two veterans of this linebacker core who are coming back are Kalik Hudson and Devin Gill. Kalik Hudson is my pick to be the strong side linebacker again. Hudson returned for his senior season with the intention to have a big year as a team. He made 24 starts at Viper last season and was an All Big Ten honorable mention. He had 44 tackles, including 3.5 tackles for loss and 2 sacks. I see Kalik Hudson really taking over that captain-type role this season just because since Devin Bush is gone, there needs to be another linebacker to really fill his shoes. And I see Kalik Hudson really being this in because he's a senior this year. He has made a big impact on this team already, and he just really wants to win. He's multiple times he has said to the media that he really has big expectations for the Michigan team. And with somebody who has a lot to talk about his own team, he must have a lot to talk about himself. And I think he can really be a captain for this team and really be a big influence on the younger guys, but as well as playing very well at his position at strong side linebacker. So my weak side linebacker selection would be Devin Gill. Gill was a starter last season and finished with 33 tackles, including 3.5 tackles for loss and 1.5 sacks. He'll be a redshirt junior this fall, and I'm really excited about Gill. This is because he showed a lot of promise last season. Now that the veterans have left, look for him to also step up and be a strong force in this linebacker core. He has a full season behind himself in being a starter, and with only 33 tackles, look for him to have at least 40 tackles this year. And I can definitely see him having 3 sacks at weak side linebacker. So Devin Gill has already shown that he can be a force in this linebacker core, and I just look for him to step up to the plate and really perform very well this season. So now moving into the safeties and cornerbacks of our core, or as football fans like to call it, the secondary. At strong safety, I have no one other than Josh Metellus. Last season, Metellus was AP All-Big Ten first team and second team All-Big Ten. He made 25 career starts, including 24 at safety. He had 48 tackles, 3 interceptions, and 6 pass breakups last season. I see Josh Metellus as a force in this Michigan defense. He has been starting for more time than some of these guys combined who are going to start this year on this Michigan defense, and he just has the veteranship, he has experience, and I see him as one of the main leaders on this Michigan defense. Not to mention, Dom Brown has always spoken very highly of him, and I see him once again starting as strong safety to start the 2019 football season. So the other safety who will actually not be a returning veteran this year is going to be at free safety. And at free safety last year, we had Tyree Kennell, who was superb and did everything he needed to do on this Michigan defense. He was an amazing player, and it's very sad to see him gone. But with him gone now, there is an open slot available. And at free safety, in doing my research, I choose Jamarik Woods as a starting free safety to start the year. Woods, who will be a junior, played in 11 games last season and had 13 tackles. In the bowl game against Florida, he had 3 tackles and a block punt. I'm excited about Woods, but he could also be a guy that would be replaced by Dax Hill. He will have a lot to play for this season, given Michigan has a very strong young safety core behind him, and they're waiting for an opportunity. Jamarik Woods has proven in prior seasons that he can step up to the plate and step up to the task at being a starting free safety, but do not be surprised if somebody like Dax Hill, one of the true freshmen of this Michigan recruiting class of the 2019 year, comes in and will take his position from him. But that being said, I have all of the confidence in the world in Woods to, you know, step up to the task and perform very highly at free safety. Moving to the cornerbacks, there is one guy in particular who is definitely going to be the starting cornerback this year, and that is LeVert Hill. Hill considered heading to the NFL draft last season, but he decides to stay at Michigan for his final year. He was All-Big Ten first team in 2018 and was a Jim Thorpe Award semifinalist. He had 5 pass breakups and 1 interception last year. He has a shot to be a high draft pick after the season, so look for him to play his best year of football yet. LeVert Hill as our number one and star corner. So last season, it was LeVert Hill and David Long as the 2 star cornerbacks for this Michigan defense, and they performed exceptionally. But David Long has decided to head to the NFL, and with that, there is another open vacancy at cornerback this year. So who replaces him? My pick for this is Ambry Thomas. Seems like Thomas is probably the logical choice, but he seems to be more of a special teams participant in his first 2 seasons. He showed off his exceptional speed with a 99-yard kickoff return at Notre Dame, and being a special teams talent, he has already gotten a glimpse of what it's like to play a lot for this Michigan football team. That being said, I do see Ambry Thomas as a very good cornerback just because he has the speed to catch up with any wide receiver, and he has the length to get up there. So look for Ambry Thomas to be the other starting cornerback to start this 2019 football season. So next we move to special teams, and at least for punter, it's very easy. I have Will Hart as returning to be the special teams punter. He was a Big Ten's punter of the year last season and Michigan's first recipient of specialist of the year. He punted 43 times and averaged 47 yards per punt. He had 15 punts inside the 20-yard line, so it's without a doubt Will Hart is the special teams punter. But moving on to kicker, which is more intriguing, there has been a lot of competition and a lot of controversy over the kicker position at Michigan this season. So last year, kicker Quinn Nordine was the kicker for most of the season, but then freshman Jake Moody took over the final three games. So there has been a lot of talks about who would actually be the kicker this year. My pick, though, is still going with Quinn Nordine. He was an All-Big Ten honorable mention in 2017, and Nordine is known for his big leg, but consistency is what will earn the job over Jake Moody. That being said, Moody still has a real shot at beating out Nordine for the role. This and running back are the two positions that are still up in the air at the end of all of this, deciding about who will be the starting player for these positions. But I still am going with Quinn Nordine, the veteran, the returnee, as the starting kicker to start this year. So that concludes my full rundown of the Michigan football starting lineup, both offensive and defense, to start this 2019 year. After looking at all these players, I'm not too worried about who's going to be the starter, who's not going to, who might wait. But these guys, all of them do not have solidified positions yet. There are a lot of players that are coming in as freshmen or just red shirts that are looking to take positions. Also, there will be injuries, so these are not going to be the guys that will probably end the year this full lineup. That being said, though, I'm excited to see what they can bring to the table. The first few games, at least, are nothing to really worry about, so there will be some time, unlike last year against Notre Dame, where we jumped right into it. This year, we have some time to really get this team focused and working as a team and to have some chemistry. So with that, my name is Jake Singer. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and look for multiple episodes just like this coming out in the near future. Thank you.